Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 48. And we're in Gateway to Happiness. Chapter 9 is a real important chapter. It's a chapter on worry. That worry destroys our happiness in life. I, by nature, am a chronic worrier by nature and have to work through it. If you really work on betachin for real, then worry goes down a lot and will disappear after a while if you really work hard on it. But worrying could destroy one's life. Worry is miserable. It's a miserable existence when you worry. And no matter how much good fortune you have in your life, you will be oblivious to it if you fill your minds with worrisome thoughts. There's someone who gives a betachin shir, Rabbi Safdie, he's a Sephardi businessman. He testifies, he sees many, he deals with many people that have a lot of money, wealthy. They really should have nothing to worry about pertaining to that. And they're constantly worried and agonizing. Their life is like a Gehenna, despite the fact that they have everything. And he tries to knock it into them that this is destroying your life. Trust in Hashem. Learn more Torah. Thank Him. Show gratitude. Connect with Him. And trust Him. And that removes a lot of the worry. Worry is the destroyer of life. You know, we have to look sometimes at the unhealthy worry, mamish like an evil thought. Just like, for example, you know, v'nish lo yisasuru, you're not allowed to think about unhealthy thoughts. So if you're thinking about terrible averis, or you watch things you shouldn't have seen, or men fall in sometimes to pornography, unfortunately, these days, very often, many women fall into pornography. That's a separate subject, but why am I bringing you up here is very simple. Worry is pornography. It destroys. It destroys. It literally, the worry and the agonizing could cause a person to really spiral downward, deteriorate terribly, create a tremendous amount of mental illness and depression and anxiety if we don't catch the worry and nip it in the bud. It is a poison. Even with the concept of tshuva, even with this idea that is required of us when we do something wrong, to have something called harata ala other, deep regret. Yes. And busha, a certain amount of shame. Yes. But not to the extent that it holds you back. Remember that always. Because people are worried they committed things wrong in their past, and they're worried that Hashem is going to punish them and the next shoe is going to drop because of the things you did. In the meantime, you already did tshuva and moved beyond it, and it's hanging over you. That's not what Hashem wants. That's the Yetzirah talking. The Satan Ma'acharenu looking back and trying to drag you back down. Hashem was Mekabel your tshuva. Now you move on. It's healthier to drink poison than to be a chronic warrior, in one place it says. True freedom is the freedom of the mind. And only a person whose mind is free from worrying can be considered truly free. There's a book Dale Carnegie wrote. Victor Miller, you know, he said different things in different shiurim about Dale Carnegie. He was a non-Jewish salesman who lived in the 1920s. He wrote books, one book on how to make friends and influence people on a Bein Adam L'Chaveri level, and the other one is totally about eliminating worry. And he, in one of the ones I heard, he recommended very strongly, even though it was not based, you know, it was not based on any Torah, but it was common sense, Seichel HaYosher, and he encouraged to read it. He has a lot of sound advice on how to conquer worry there. One who worries about the future will never find satisfaction. The Madregas Adam, who is the altar from Navarduk, he wrote a sefer, Madregas Adam, and there's a chapter there called Darkei HaBitachin, that you worry about the future, you'll never be satisfied, because when the future becomes the present, now you're going to worry about the later future. It keeps on going. It's a vicious cycle. The Torah says, One of the things in the Teichacha is that your life will be tluyin lecha mineged. I don't know the exact lashon. You'll be a fearful day and night, and you won't have assurance in your life. It's in the Teichacha in Parshas Kisavai, and the Gemara Menaches Da Kuf Gimel Amid Beis explains that this is referring to the pain and suffering of worrying about the future. It's a klala. Your life will hang in doubt before you means someone who does not own land and buys a year's supply of grain every year, and even though he has grain for this year, he worries about next year. The next level of fearing night and day is someone who buys grain once a week. He's in a worse situation. He has to find new grain every week. The more severe level is that he has no assurance that someone who buys bread every day, he really can find what to worry about. And Chaim Shmulevitz explains this, and he says that many people do not have a large amount of food in their homes, and they're still very relaxed. They're calm. So it's really the person's worrying that's making the curse on himself. Very often we bring this curse on ourselves. See Chaya Yoylem, which is the stipler, which we gave Shiurim on, Chelek Aleph Perek Vav, that if a person constantly worries, it doesn't matter whether he's rich or poor, he'll find things to worry about. Fear of misfortune is worse than misfortune. The pain and suffering of many difficult situations can be minimized if you don't fear them. The pain of worry can easily cause more suffering than the actual pain that would be caused by the situation itself. Rav Saul Salanter once said that all worries are forbidden, except when one worries about his worrying. Again, I'm talking very much to myself with everything here, because yours truly has to work on all these things just like everyone else listening. I'm no better than anyone else here. I'm part of the party. Worrying is a serious thing. Worrying is a waste of time and energy. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Amud Beis says, don't worry about what may possibly go wrong the next day. One never knows what will occur. Perhaps tomorrow will no longer be in, you won't be in this world. And you have been worried about a oilam she'eino shalach, about a world that's not yours. 95%+ of things that you worry about never happen. And what happens? Hashem gives you the koyach in the present, if you focus on the present, to deal with it appropriately. When a person worries about meeting his future material needs, that means he's assuming he'll be alive then. Who gave you the guarantee that he'll be alive? Just as you assume you'll be alive, you can assume that you'll meet your basic necessities then. Suppose you saw a person worried and you ask him, why are you so full of anxiety? Now, let's say he would answer like this. Things are okay right now, but I'm worried that in 10 years from now, I may be missing something. You would say that's ridiculous. Why are you thinking so far in the future? And just as worrying about 10 years from now is fruitless, worrying about even one day from now is not beneficial. Now, to plan is a different story. We'll talk about that soon. To do a normal, healthy planning for the future today, that makes sense. But worrying about it, no. There's only the present moment before you, and the task is to utilize it properly. I remember seeing a letter, I have to find it, from the original Baba Vareba. That's, you have now Rebbes. Before that, you had Rav Shloima, who was the Rebbe after the war for many, many years. Big Tzaddik, Rav Shloima Babiv, one of the greatest Tzaddikim, the Baal Ohid, who loved Yidden unconditionally. His father was killed in the war. His name was Benzion, and he had a father, Rav Shloima. I think he was the first. That original Rav Shloima wrote letters. One of the letters he said about a businessman, he said, Daiga mihitalach. Who gave you the heter to worry? In other words, you have to do hishtadlis, whatever the hishtadlis is required for parnasa, but daiga, the worry, no. Easier said than done, we understand that, but at least it should be a goal that we should try to achieve. If we realize how temporary we are here, is temporary, the Shara Kedusha, that's for Chaim Vital, Chelek Beis, Perek Gimel, Perek Aleph, that you recognize how temporary our Olam Hazeh day is, then time is too precious to worry. Is it worthwhile using the short time I have on this earth thinking about counterproductive things? And the Peleoyitz writes in his section on Daiga, he says that if you analyze your worries, you'll be aware that all worries are useless. Either you're worrying about the past or you're worrying about the future. If you're worrying about the past, worry won't change anything. It won't change your situation. You're compounding your suffering or loss by your present worrying. You're causing yourself extra pain by adding the unpleasant effects of worry from the past. And if you're worried about something that may happen in the future, all you do is protect yourself. Do what you can, Hishtadlus, to protect yourself to prevent the loss. And if there's nothing more you can do, all your worrying will make no difference. So why waste your present moments worrying? There's absolutely nothing to be gained by worrying. If you're a worrier, you need to spend time about those things, and a lot of them you'll recognize is ridiculous. You work on your emunah, you work on your betachin, you do your best to grow as best as possible, and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, you will be able to free yourself of this and live a life of menuchas ha-nefesh and yishav adas, and have a life of peace of mind and inner joy and inner calmness that will change your life for the better. Will change your Bein Adam L'Chaveirei better. It'll change your marriage in an unbelievable way if both a husband and wife work on themselves to remove worry from their hearts and begin to learn how to trust Hashem and learn how to have that peace of mind. Bracha and Hatzlacha.